A 10-minute procedure you have the rest of your life to regret. Abortions are not okay because not only are they putting themselves in danger, but there is a chance of fatality problems for the mother. Abortion average costs around $480. When women don't have the funds for an abortion, they attempt to do it themselves, which either hurts them or doesn't get rid of the baby. The baby is being put into danger and may be born with health problems.
Another reason you shouldn't have one is because you reduce the number of adoptable babies that have, it's better to give them a chance than no chance at all. And they limit the potential contributions to the future society. According to the Heisman Trophy winning football player Tim Tebow, the reason he's here is because his mother ignored advice from a doctor to get an abortion. Look where he's at now. Also, Justin Bieber's mom was advised to get an abortion. Look at him now. He's a singer. You don't know. You don't know what your kid can do in the future. He might invent the cure for cancer. And you would listen to the doctor's advice and get an abortion because they say that they're not going to be mentally able to do anything.
Some women use them as a contraceptive method. 45% of all women who have had one in the previous years have had one in the previous years. So that's like almost half of everybody who gets one uses it for, like, just because they had a whoopsie and they're like, oh, I always got this reset button right here, you know, I always got a second chance. And they just use that as like, oh, I don't have to use like no protection, and then just, you know, just do it and then bam, and I can just go get an abortion. That's not right. That's why it should be outlawed. Because the babies can feel pain, since they have a partially developed spine, the most primitive reflex of pain is like a spinal twitch. And some doctors have said while they were doing the procedure, the babies have like twitched and they've also like opened their mouth, like trying to scream, but they can't. And that's what that procedure does, and that's not right. I think that they should just ban them, because if they can feel pain, that's not humane. They should not be able to feel pain when they're getting killed. And most procedures, they at least, like, if you were getting a procedure done, you wouldn't want to feel the pain of, like, a doctor cutting into you, would you? And that's basically what the babies are feeling. But since they, I guess since they're not really born yet, they don't really care about them. That's just how they do it. Some women use abortions as a contraceptive because, you know, like 45% of women use it as a contraceptive because, you know, they had a little whoopsie. 45%, that's almost half. So if there's like a, if there was a half, that means 100,000 abortions. That means like 50,000 of them were because they had a slip up, and they just think that's like a plan C, I guess, because they're like, oh, I could just hit the reset button anytime. It doesn't affect me anyway. I think that if you have the kid, they should have, like, a good reason to have an abortion. Like, you can't just say, oh, I slipped up, doc. You have to have, like, been, like, how it affects a mother. The mothers have an increased chance to have anxiety and depression. Because, like, they regret what they've done, and they can't live with it. They also have an increased chance of committing suicide, and that also comes with anxiety and depression. You just can't live with the guilt no more, and I guess they just do it. And also, the man can also have these exact same effects on him, and that's not good. If both the people are down, then it's not good. It's just, and if they all have, they can't live with the guilt, and they commit suicide, then that's three lives lost out of one procedure, and you just can't have it. It's more lives than lost.
A study published by the Scandinavian Journal of Biblical Health discovered that young women who undergo the operation may have an increased risk of subsequent depression. Also, a study published by the BMC Medicine, women who undergo the procedure have very high scores in anxiety on the depression scale. And another piece of research from the Southern Medical Journal shows that 173,000 women who have had an abortion have 154% increased chance to commit suicide than women who don't have the procedure. So 3.34.7 per 100,000 procedures.